Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Prophetically Speaking broadcast this Tuesday afternoon. My name is Prophetess Gloria Jenkins, and our host, I'm your co-host, and our host, Prophetess Tanoki Ibaka, will not be with us today. She's attending to another engagement, so we're going to miss her today. I just actually said a prayer for her on today that she would do and do that which God has called her to do. Well, I welcome you today to Prophetically Speaking broadcast. I hope and pray that your day has been blessed all the way around. I thank you for tuning in today. You could have been doing anything else, but you decided to tune in to Prophetically Speaking broadcast. I invite you to enjoy, sit back and enjoy what God is saying today through this broadcast. I thank God for you listening. Just want to give a shout out to my pastors, St. Bishop Carol Antwine and Senior Pastor Clara Antwine here in New Iberia, Louisiana. I thank God for the pastors of that church and the name of the church is Glory of Victory Full Gospel Church here in New Iberia, Louisiana, where we are a church that cares what happened to you and where the Spirit of God have free liberty to move as He will to do. Amen. So I thank God. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm excited. I hope 2015 is coming you into 2015 with a great awareness that God's going to do some great things in your life. The word for today is greatness. The word that God spoke to me, greatness, great things He would do and He would do in our life. We can expect the unexpected to happen in 2015. What you didn't do in 2014, expect God to do greater things in 2015. I'm expecting God to move like He never moved before. I'm expecting God to do some great things in not only my life, in the woman of God, our host, Prophetess Tanoki Ibaka. I expect God to continue to use her. On that note, I just want to give you a little update on what she's doing since she's not here. She's written a book, one book of many that she has many that's being published. But this one, I have to adjure you to go on the website and order it. The name of the book is Soul Journey. It is a prophetic testament of life, death, and life in store by Prophetess Tanoki Ibaka. It tells about what she went through when she was near death. You have to get the book to really go feel what she went through. She has a powerful testimony. If you've listened to the broadcast over the few months, you've heard that she almost died. She died two times, and she went through a lot of surgeries. And she was near death many times. She came out. She had a tumor on the brain and came out blind, paralyzed, couldn't talk. And I'm telling you, God did a miraculous miracle in her life. She is the epitome of walking in faith and not by sight. The woman of God rose up and began to do that which God has called her to do. And I just ask that you go on the internet. You can get the book from tbministries.net. You log on to that. You'll be able to log on and purchase that book. And I know you would definitely enjoy it. I just urge you to get it. You will enjoy what she's written. It's an inspiration to many. It's a piece of her faith. You know, she speaks with God, what she went through. And I just ask that you would purchase that book. Go on the internet. It's tbministries.net and purchase the book. And I guarantee you won't be sorry. Amen. So that brings me to what I feel God is having me to talk about today. She's not going to be here. But that is, we talk about many topics since we've been on Prophetically Speaking broadcast. We've had many, 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 many subjects, many words we talk about. But I feel today, the word today is purpose. We have to fulfill the purpose of God in our life. That word keeps coming back to me because you have the purpose to do that which God has called you to do. This is a new year, a new beginning, a fresh anointing on your life. Decide to do more for God. Decide to expect more for God. Open up the gates. Heist up the windows. Open up the gates. Let the floodgate. Let God pour things into you that you've been asking Him for months. Let it just walking by faith and not by sight that He's going to do great things. Remember, the word today is greatness. He's going to do great things. He is that kind of great God. We talk about him We just celebrated our Christmas holidays and New Year's holidays, and I tell you, God has been good to us. He's been good to me. I thank God for life itself. If you listen to a broadcast over a period of time, you've heard that we have some powerful testimonies, that God has done some great things in our life. But you keep, no matter what the devil attacks you with, you have to keep on keeping on, because you know that God is with you in the midst of your trial. Amen. He's with you in the midst of your trial. So I'm just going to give you a little bit about the word purpose. Because we have the purpose in our heart to do that which God has called us to do. You're not just here just to fill a seat, go to church every Sunday, fill a seat, and go home and raise your family. There's purpose inside of you. You have a specific thing that God has called you to do. And I just adjure you to seek God. Seek His face. Say, Lord, what is my purpose? What am I here for? What did you call me to do? I know I've been going to church. I've been faithful to tithing and did no praying, but there's more that God has called you to do. There's people life that He has called us all to touch, and I definitely want to touch the people life that God has ordained me to touch. I don't miss an opportunity to witness. I don't miss an opportunity to speak a word of prophecy in someone's life that just need to hear from the Lord. Amen. And that's our purpose. My purpose is to encourage and to really encourage people to go up, go a little bit further, and to do that which God has called them to do. And today we're going to talk about the word purpose. Won't be with you long. Just want to touch bases with you today and to tell you to please expect the unexpected in 2015. This is going to be a great year for you. I speak it in Jesus' name. Let me read this. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man. If He promised you some things, if He spoke some things into your spirit, if you had a prophet to come and prophesy things, some things to you, this is the word. God spoke it. He's going to bring it to pass. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man, so He does not lie. He is not human, so He does not change His mind. Has He ever spoken and failed to act? Has He ever promised and not carry it through? Let me read this again. I'm reading like I'm stumbling. I want you to get this. This is the New Living Bible. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man, so He does not lie. Amen. He is not human, so He doesn't change His mind. Has He ever spoken and failed not to answer? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? Has God ever spoken some things to you, not carried it through? Did He not say He was going to deliver you and not deliver you? Did He not say He was going to heal you and you not be healed? He spoke some things to you, and He's guaranteed by His word. He said, I swear by my name, and there's nothing more that He can swear by, that I'm going to bless you. What He promised to you, He's going to bring it to pass, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what friends are saying. Now, we have to be careful who we hang around with, because everybody that hangs around with us are not in for our good. The Bible talks about that. People that smile on your face are not for you all the time. They want you blessed, but not blessed, more blessed than they are. They want you to prosper, not prosper more than they prosper. They want you to be above, but not, don't get above them. So you got to watch friends like that. I remember going to the Bishop T.D. Jakes Church when I was living in Dallas some years ago, and he got on the pulpit, and he began to say, and that just ignited my spirit. I mean, I never have forgotten it. He said, if you have a friend, hallelujah, glory to God, and y'all get together to talk, and you or she or he doesn't make your baby, meaning your dream, your purpose, just whatever you ambition to do. I have a friend, and we get together, and I talk about my dreams, and if that person doesn't make my baby jump, then something's wrong. You're supposed to have the excitement. You're supposed to have the excitement for one for another. I have a friend that we excite each other. We encourage one another to go further. And we get together and talk. The baby in us, the baby, the dream, the purpose in us begin to leap. We begin to leap with the faith, begin to leap with joy because we know that we know it's going to come to pass. Amen? So you have to have that kind of faith. Everyone that's in your faith is not a friend for you. Everybody doesn't want to see your purpose come to full fruition. Everybody doesn't want you to achieve more than they're achieving. And that's kind of sad to say in the body of Christ, but it's true. It is true. I encourage Prophet Timothy. I encourage her. I exalt her for what God is doing in her life. From the sickness where the devil thought he had her defeated, to now that she's writing books, she's traveling, doing things for the Lord, and speaking engagement. That's the reason she's not here today. We thank God for her obeying the call of God. And that brings me back to the word purpose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me just give you a meaning of what the word purpose means. Purpose means something set up as an object or end to be attained, a resolution and a determination. We have to be determined to get to that place that God has called purpose in our life. Hallelujah. We have been purposed to do a work for God. The word purpose means something set up. It's already been set up. God already ordained it. In Jeremiah 1:2, I think it is, it talks about, I knew you before you were born. I knew you before you even exist. I knew you before you was in your mother's womb, and I called you to be a prophet to the nation. God knew us before we even existed, even before we came in our mother's womb. So the word purpose has already been, the word has already been set up. He already set up what you're going to do. He already set up what you're determined to accomplish. Work toward that purpose. Begin to seek God's face and ask God, what is it that you have ordained me to do? Find out what it is and go after it with a zeal, a determination. I'm going to say to yourself, I'm determined to get what God has called me to be. I'm determined to do that which God has called me to do. We're here for a season. This is year 2015, and we're getting closer and closer to the coming back of the Lord. So we have to fulfill that purpose that God has placed in our lives. We have to do that which He called us to do. It's not hard because you're not doing it in yourself. You're doing it in Christ. The Bible said all things are, you can do anything through Christ who strengthens us. That's what the Lord said. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. As we go through, as we begin to seek our purpose, as we begin to work toward that purpose, and you find out what you're called to do, God is right there with you, giving you strategies, giving you ideas, giving you opportunities to get to that place that He's called you to do. He's going to help you to accomplish that spot, to accomplish that place of purpose. Amen? Exodus 9:16 says, but I have spared you for a purpose, to show you my power and to spread my fame throughout the earth. He called us. We have been spared for a purpose, to show you my power and for us to spread my fame throughout the earth. We have to tell of God's goodness. We have to tell what God has called us to do. You have to walk in that field, in that place that God has called you to fulfill purpose in your life. And I go back to the book, Soul Journey. This is one of the books that Prophet Sinokri have written, and there's many to come after this book, but this is our first one, Soul Journey. It's awesome. It's marvelous, you know. It talks about different things in here. It says this, let me just read something, this paragraph from the book. It says, this book is a gift of encouragement and testament for people of all religions and backgrounds. The God I serve allowed me the gift of life, and I believe He wants to entreat you and fill your life with the same gift. Be sure to read the conclusion at the end of this book to learn more of what His gift is. That brings us to purpose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to dream. We have to be able to do some things. We have to be able to reach toward that mark of the high call of God, running towards, putting our hands to the plow. I'm putting scriptures in here that I know that you probably would need. Putting your hand to the plow and don't look back. God said, if you look back, you're not worthy. You're not worthy to do that which He called. We can't look back at the world. Looking back is, oh, Lord, I'm looking back at the world. We can't look back at yesterday. We can't look back at 2014. We have to look to 2015 and expect God to do some great things in our life. Expect God to move powerfully in our life. Amen? I'm excited what God is going to do for this year. I'm excited that he is that kind of God. He's a God that never leaves, neither forsake us. He's with us always. He said, I'm with you to the ends of the world, which is, I mean, I'm with you through it all, through the tough and through the hard, through the good and through the bad. He said, I'll never leave you. So we have to keep that in mind, that even in the midst of our trials and tribulation, in the midst of what we've been through, what we've gone through, what has hindered us back in 2014, God said, I'm going to get rid of it. You won't face that same giant in 2015. Guess what? God said, I killed the giant. I killed the giant. So you won't take it into 2015. It's a fresh and new anointing that I'm placing on your life as you begin to seek him. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for good for those who love the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And are called according to his purpose. Let me just read that again. I want you to get this. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that God causes everything to work together. What's working together? What's going on in your life? God called everything that causes everything to work together, the good, the bad, and whatever. Whatever you're going through, God caused it to work together for good. How many of you know that God will turn a bad situation to good? That's what he says. For those who love God and are called according to his purposes, for them. He'll change that situation. He'll turn it around when you begin to pursue purpose in your life. Hallelujah. Romans 9:11 says, but before they were born, before they had done anything good or bad, she received a message from God. The message shows that God chooses people according to his own purposes. Hallelujah. Proverbs 19:21 says, only God plans with will be successful. Glory to God. Only God's plans will be successful. You're trying to achieve something in your life, make sure God is in the midst of it. Make sure God is in the midst of that plan that you're achieving to accomplish. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Make sure that he's right in the midst of what you're doing, and he will make it successful. I can assure you that when Prophet Timothy began to write and began to put some things on paper, as she began to script some things with a pen or with a typewriter, however she started, I can assure you it brought back a lot of memories of the bad, the things she had to endure, the sickness, the blindness, the not being to hear, not being to walk. I guess when she began to pen that manuscript, began to pen this book, as she began to write some things, a lot of memories came back to her. But how many of you know that God got the glory out of her life? So she can reminisce and say, I look at the bad and what the devil tried to do. I can look at what God has accomplished in my life. I look at the bad that God, the devil tried to do with me, with losing a daughter at 22 years old and leaving behind two kids. And I'm saying, oh, God, where do I go now? What do I do now? And God began to manuscript my life. He began to write my life. He began to instruct me. He began to direct me that I'll be an overcomer for many, to tell them that even though you lose a child, you can still go on. You can still go on. God will give you the strength that you need to pursue what the devil has caused, when he has caused havoc in your life. I'm a witness that he tried, but know what? He didn't win. He did not win. Because I tell you today, I love God more today than I did yesterday. Because his love gets sweeter and sweeter, and his provision gets better and better. His blessings are mighty. And I don't serve God for the blessing. I don't serve for what I can get. I serve him because I love it. I have a relationship with the Father and with the Son and the Holy. I have a relationship with the Trinity. I have that relationship that I don't serve him for the gold and the silver. I serve him because I love him. And that is what I want to do. I want to touch people's lives. I want to tell people that Jesus lives and he loves. He has an unconditional love for his people. Amen? So we are talking about purpose. 21 says, you can make many plans, but the law of purpose will prevail. Only the law of purpose will prevail. Amen? Hallelujah. God works in everything, not just related, not just isolated incidents for our good. This does not mean that all that happens to us is good, but God is able to turn every circumstance around for our long-range good. Hallelujah. Let me just say that again. I don't know what you're faced with today. I don't know what you're going through as you listen to the broadcast. I thank God for you listening. I thank God for you being obedient to the Spirit of the living God to listen and hear what the Spirit of God is saying from a little country woman. But I want you to know this country woman loved the Lord. And nothing I wouldn't do to help you get to the place you need to get to. I've made up my mind that I'm a servant of the Most High God. So let me just say this again. God works in everything, not just isolated incidents for our good. This does not mean that all that happens to us is good, but God is able to turn every circumstance around for our long-range good. Long-term, long-range, whatever it looks like. God's going to turn it for your good. I can imagine Prophet Tenopia didn't expect all that she has accomplished. She knew God said he was going to walk the word out in her life. She knew that she had a tumor on the brain and they had to remove it. She knew that what they told her the outcome would be. But it can't even imagine what happened after they removed the tumor. Everything they said happened, and I guess even more, because she died several times on operating. She died. But God said, not so out she would live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. That's awesome right there. Right there. When God decides that you're going to live and not die, no matter what the devil says, if he says you have cancer, if you all kind of sickness are infirmities, God said, I die for every disease and every sickness. I die. I took the stripes on my back for everything that you're going through. And that by itself should give us encouragement that no matter what we've been through, what we're going through, what's going to face us in 2015, God's already took that. It's already been done. God's saying to you, I got that, Gloria. I got it. Don't worry about it. Don't even think about it because I've got your sickness in the palm of my hand. I sent it to the fifth. I sent it down where it belongs with Satan. So we have to walk out that sick. We have to walk out the thing the devil trying to throw in our life. We have to walk out because we have to know what the word says. He said, by my stripes you are healed. He said that. He said in this word, we're healed by the stripes he received on his back. Every stripe he took was for some sickness. And whatever sickness you face with today, I can tell you can go to the Father and say, Father, I believe that the word that I am healed and receive that which God has for you. Hallelujah, glory to God. He's a good God. He's a marvelous God. I tell you, with God, all things are possible. You see, I know that. You know, I just want to say this too. God is not working to make us happy, but to fulfill his purpose in our life. Let me say that again. You say, why are you not making it? God is not working to make us happy, but to fulfill his purpose. And after you fulfill the purpose, happiness comes. After you go through the trials and tribulations, you're happy. It might be a hard thing to go through. Can you imagine being sick and can't walk like the woman of God who's our host today? Can you imagine her going through what she went through and not being able to walk, not being able to take care of herself? And it's being hard, but God knows the long-term range victory was going to be a happy occasion. Occasion to bless many people. Occasion to tell people that through it all, I made it. Through my situation, through it all, I made it. I want many people to Christ through my testimony. I want many people to Christ just being obedient to what God has told me to do. And that's what fulfilling the purpose is. Because it's no longer what I want, but it's what God wants. What he wants for on our life. We've been called for a purpose. We've been bought with a price. And if price costs something, it costs Jesus Christ his life. He shed the blood on Calvary for you and I. and I'm forever, forever, forever grateful for what he did for me. And I'm sure you are too. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, we turn with a purpose. Everyone runs a race. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They run to win a prize that will eventually find they run to win a prize. Hallelujah. They get a trophy. The trophy might sit on the shelf forever. Verse 28 says, we must purpose to win in Christ. We were chosen for a reason, a purpose to fulfill the call God has placed on our life. Matthew 25, I'm giving you some scriptures. You can write them down. They feel like all pertaining to your purpose. Matthew 22:14 says, many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so glad to be chosen by God today. I'm so glad that I decided it was better to serve God than Satan. I can remember back 34 years ago, and that's a long time, I can remember my best friend telling me about Jesus. Well, in fact, she invited me to her home, and I was not saved. And she invited me. I think somebody get a it's not jokes, but it turned out for good on my behalf. She invited me to her house one weekend, and she and I attended. We went to school together, and so I remember not being saved. But she had left Louisiana for a while. I hadn't seen her for so many years, and she invited me to come over to her house. And I went to visit, and she began to say, girl, I met a man. I said, oh, you did? Girl, do you have a brother? She said, well, he got a lot of brothers. I said, oh, he got a lot of brothers? He had a lot of brothers. So I said, well, tell me about this person you met. Is he nice and dark? I began to ask her questions about the man she's beginning to tell me about. And so I said, what's this? Because Louisiana is a small place, and it's a lot of everybody know everybody. So I said, what's his name? If she would have called his name, I would have known who he was or who his family was. But she said, I met this man, and his name is Jesus. And immediately the devil said, she's lost her mind. I said, Jesus. She said, his name is Jesus. And I told you, you have a lot of brothers and sisters. And I could not get over that. But I'm telling you, at that very moment, when she said Jesus, something broke on the inside of me. I'm just telling you how powerful that name is. Something broke on the inside of me, and I had not cried in years for prior testimony and what I had gone through before this particular moment. And she said, Jesus, and something broke on the inside, and I began to weep like a baby as she continued to talk. She began to pour into me everything she knew about Jesus. And I could not stop crying. And I remember thinking to myself, this is sick. Why can't I stop crying? And I began to get upset with myself because I couldn't stop. But God began to wash me with the word. God began to wash me with the word, and I gave my life to Christ. After hearing the whole weekend, we talked the whole weekend about Christ and what he was and what he's done and what he's going to do and what I needed to do. I had not heard a message like that in all of my life. But that message turned my whole life upside down, right side up. Amen. I began to think about the things that I need to do, and that was 34 years ago. And I have never missed a beat. Because I determined to serve Jesus. I determined for God to be my God. I was determined not to let this go. I wanted this. I wanted peace in my life. I wanted joy. I wanted contentment. And he brought all of that in my life. So I'm excited what he's done. I'm excited for grasping at what she extended to me. And I took a hold of that and ran with it. And now it's 34 years later, and I'm loving him even more. Hallelujah, glory to God. God is a good God. I'm telling you, he won't disappoint you. I've had many disappointments in my life, but I've never been disappointed by Jesus. I read Numbers 23, verse 19. By God is not a man that he should lie, neither a human that he have to repent. If he spoke it, he's going to bring it to pass. And God brought a lot of things to pass in my life. And you know what? Today I'm so grateful for Christ. I'm so grateful that Jesus decided to go on the cross and die. He decided to give his life for mankind. You are a part of that mankind. You are a part of what he died for. I am forever in bond. I am forever grateful for what he did, that I may have life and have it more abundantly. If you're listening and you have never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I invite you to get to know him. He has a lot of brothers, and he has a lot of sisters. And that's the question I asked when I first got saved. And I'm telling you, I ran with that, and it's 34 years later, and I'm excited, more excited than back then, because I know more, and he's done more. He's proven himself to me time and time and time again. He's faithful. He's a faithful God. He's a very faithful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Nothing matters more than knowing God's purpose for your life. And nothing can compensate for not knowing them. Are you listening to this? Are you listening to what I'm saying today? Nothing matters more than knowing God's purpose for your life. And nothing can compensate for not knowing them. Nothing can compare to not knowing them. Nothing, I mean, even the biggest house, the biggest cars, and all the money in the bank, and fine, all my children are in school, and you just got the little white picket fence and the big fine house, and everything seemed to be, peaches going. But I want you to know, nothing matters more than knowing God's purpose for your life. Because we can have the big fine houses and the big fine cars and have the best jobs and money in the bank and still not know our purpose on this earth. There's a lot of people that's walking in with Christ, that's driving the fine cars and living in the fine houses and got the best of life and still don't know their purpose that they're placed on earth for. They're not seeking after that. They're seeking after things, and that's wrong when we begin to seek after things and not God. For if we seek after God, he'll bring the thing. Hallelujah. And you'll know what your purpose is on this earth. There is a way. The scripture comes, there's a way that seems right unto man. There's a way that seems right. It seems good. But the end is destruction, the Bible talks about. There's a way that seems right. You know, you seem right. I got a fine house, and my children are good kids, and I'm driving the best of cars, and I got a lot of money in the bank, and I go to a big, fine job. But all that's nothing compared to not knowing God in the midst of that, not knowing your purpose in the midst of all that. I say, for God I live, and for God I die. For God I live, and for God I die. I want what he wants for my life. I want to touch the lives that he has ordained me to touch. I want to do exactly what he says to do. I want to not follow my own manuscript. I don't follow his manuscript. Because in my manuscript, probably lead to disaster. But God's manuscript will lead to successful living. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this one more time. Nothing matters more than knowing God's purposes for your life, and nothing can compensate for not knowing them. Nothing can compare to not knowing them. Nothing can compare to not knowing them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, knowing your purpose gives meaning to your life. Knowing your purpose simplifies your life. Knowing your purpose focuses your life. Knowing your purpose prepares you for eternity. Glory to God, hallelujah, to the highest. God is that kind of God. The more God gives you, the more responsible he expects you to be. Thank you, Father. The more God gives you, the more responsible he expects you to be responsible when he begins to bless you, when he begins to give you wisdom and knowledge. You begin to set you before people to speak. When he begins to do things in your life that you didn't even think you would even begin to accomplish. He expects more of you when he gives you more. Say Colossians 1:16. I guess she is drowning us with the word. The word works, baby. Sisters, brothers, the word works. It edifies. It builds up. It glorifies the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians 1:16 says, for everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. That's the message. But let me read that again. I want you to get it. We're talking today about purpose. It all started with the book that Prophet Sanoku wrote. And she's not the last one to write a book, and she's not the first. But there's a purpose that God has placed in your life. And you might be the next book writer. You have something in your spirit that needs to be put to the paper. You have something to edify the body of Christ. That book is not to glorify the woman of God, it's to edify the body of Christ. That if God did it for her, he can do it for you. He has no respect of person. What he did for one, he'll do for the other. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me just read this again in Colossians 1:16. It says, for everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible or invisible, everything got started with him and finds purpose in him. Sila, think about it. For everything you're going through, absolutely everything you've been through, everything that you're going to accomplish, everything you're faced with in 2015, above and below, visible and invisible, everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Hallelujah. So we talk about purpose today. We talk about what God is going to do in 2015. I want you to expect greatness like you never expected it before. I want you to put your hand to the plow and don't look back. I want you to achieve that which that's been in your spirit to do for some seasons now, for some years now, and you're not accomplished that. I want you to look toward the mark of the high call of God. And so I'm looking toward that mark. My eyes is fixed on Jesus. If I keep my eyes on Jesus, I accomplish that which you've called me to do. Amen. We have to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord. So because when we look elsewhere, we might stumble and foam. That brings me to in mind Peter. And Jesus was walking on the water. And Jesus said, bid me to come unto you. And Jesus told him to come. And Peter began to walk on the water. But he looked down and he took his eyes off Jesus. And he began to sink. Don't take your eyes off the Lord. Don't get your eyes fixed on him. Don't look at what you're doing. Because a lot of people begin to be successful and begin to accomplish a lot of things in life, begin to accomplish some things, and then they begin to look at what they're doing. Look at what I'm doing. I'm going to pop my collar. I'm going to say, hooray for me. I'm going to say, look what I accomplished. And it's all a mistake. You can never look at what you've achieved and say, I've done it, and I've done it all by myself. You can't say that because everything we achieve is through Christ. Everything that you accomplish in your life, whether it's a fine job, fine home, you did it with the help of the Lord. Because let me tell you something, the devil don't want us to accomplish nothing. The devil wants us to be poor and lack and begging. He wants nothing. He hates us. And so he doesn't want you to fear the call of God in your life, first of all. So he caused destruction and he caused havoc and all kind of chaos in our life. But we keep our eyes fixed on the Lord, if we stagger not at the promises of God, if we walk faithfully before God, thinking and hoping, not thinking, knowing, let me just change it, knowing that God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'm with you to the ends of the earth. That's what he said. I'm with you always. Amen. So I just said, admonish you to look toward the mark of the high call of God. Accomplish that which God has called you to accomplish. Begin to speak those things that be not as though they were. Stop looking at what you see. Begin to speak what you want. Begin to say what you want. Because when you say what you want, God, you got to back up. You got to back up. God wants you to say what the word says. When you begin to say, look at this and looking at things you see and get devastated and get worried and get just ruffled in your spirit, God doesn't want that. He wants you to say, to speak, to say, speak to those things that be not as though they were. I mean, seeing things, you see something that, but I begin to speak to it, and I begin to turn to what I need it to be. That's what you need to do. I need to speak to that thing and change my situation. I need to speak to my situation and let it be what God has called me. Because know what? God said, I got your back. When you speak according to my will, my plan for your life, I'll back you up. I got angels encamped round about you to fulfill the call. I got angels encamped round about you to do that work. I got angels encamped to protect you. We needn't worry. You got to worry. You don't need to worry. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. The Bible says, acknowledge him in all your ways and watch him. This man, watch him direct your path. Watch him make you successful. Watch him heal your body. Watch him deliver your soul. Watch him do that which he's called. Watch him back up his word. Watch him do that. That's the kind of God we serve. He said, my word won't return to me void. Whatever I send it out to do, it's going to accomplish that which I send it to do. It won't fall to the ground, neither will it be demolished. Amen? It won't be demolished. It will do that which I send it out to do. So today, people of God, I adjure you today to have faith in God. I adjure you to be blessed of the Lord. I urge you to seek your purpose. If you don't know your purpose, I ask that you go get before God with a diligence, with a heartfelt urgency. Lord, I don't want to leave this earth till I know my purpose on this earth. I don't want to do anything to accomplish that, till I know what my purpose is and I'm pressing towards that purpose to accomplish it. That's what we need to do. That's what you people that's listening who don't know their purpose. God is a good God. He's a wonderful Savior. You know, I love him more today. I said that earlier. I love him more today than I did back then because I learned so much more. He's proven himself to be faithful to me time and time and time again. Glory to God. He's a faithful God. So if you don't know this Jesus I've talked about, if you don't know who I'm speaking of, and you're listening for the first time, or you don't know Jesus Christ and the power that I've spoken of, then you can get to know him. If you read Romans 10, you're going to read that to you. I'm going to turn to Romans 10 because I want you to get it. I don't want my words to be of effect. I want God's word to be the last thing you hear. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to turn to Romans 10, 9 and 10. Hallelujah. He said, if you can confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. It is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. Very simple message. Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. It is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. Glory to God. So if you can confess that and believe it, that's anyone listening that want to confess that and believe that word, it's very simple. If you confess, believe, you will be saved. And you can accomplish, you can be in the household of faith. Hallelujah. So again, I tell you, we love you. I want to leave you again with the book. I want to recommend that you buy this book. To get it, you need to go to TB, as T as in Tom, D as in Bar, ministries.net. I'm sorry. T as in Tom, D as in Bar, ministries.net. And to get to purchase that book. I tell you, it would be something you would not forget, that this is a pathway. She poured out her heart in the tribulation. She made her life an open book. She made it open for all to see that some would come to know Christ in the power of his resurrection and things he has done for her. So I admonish you to get the book, go into the internet, and go to tvministries.net and purchase that book. I don't really know the price, but when you go into the net, you'll find out what the price is. I thank you for listening today. Glorify God for what he's doing and what he's going to do. I speak blessings on your life. I speak wholeness in your spirit. I speak God to move like never before in your life. Hallelujah. God is that kind of God. So we leave you with this. We love you. If no one told you today that they love you, let me be the first one to say we love you and we really mean it. So on behalf of Prophetess Tanokia Barker and myself, Prophetess Gloria Jenkins, we want to say we love you. God bless you. She will, Prophetess Tanokia will be back with us the next Tuesday at 3 o'clock. And I just urge you to be with us on that day so you can hear the voice of the woman and hear what God has been doing in her life. She's been traveling, been doing a lot of things for God. And I thank God for you listening again. So God bless you. God keep you. May he smile upon you. May every provision be met in your life in Jesus' name. I just want to end with a little prayer that we pray and that God will bless. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today for your listeners, Father. I thank you for everybody under the sound of my voice that you will bless them, Father. That you will meet every need according to Philippians 4:19. We thank you today, Father God, that you will meet every need. We thank you, Lord, that the greater one lives on the inside of them, Father. And I ask you to meet and bless and heal and deliver, Father, at this very moment. We bless you, Father. We thank you for this prophetically speaking broadcast, Father. We are nothing without you, Father. We know that only what we do for Christ will last. And we thank you today for the listener, we thank you for, I pray for Prophetess Tanokia Pastor, Bishop Shelton Beatty with Harvest Time Church there in Houston, Texas. Hallelujah. We pray for them, Father God. We thank you, Lord, to keep them, Father. Bless him, Father. Strengthen them as he pastor that great victorious church, Father. Bless my pastors, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So if you're in the city, in the area of Houston, Texas, and you're looking for a church to go to, I just admonish you to go to, look on the internet, UCGPS, and find Harvest Time Church in Houston, Texas. And go ahead and join and be a part of with Bishop Shelton Beatty, who's doing a mighty work in the city of Houston for the Lord. And if you're in New Iberia, Louisiana, I just invite you to come and join us at Glory Victory Full Gospel Church here in New Iberia at 321 Hawthorne Street, New Iberia. That church is a church. This is a church where you are loved. God cares what happens. In the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord has freedom to move as he pleases. So God bless you again. May God smile upon you. We look forward to hearing you being with us on next Tuesday at 3 o'clock for Prophetically Speaking Broadcast. I love you, and I really, really mean it. God bless you. Have a blessed rest of the day. Bye-bye.